How do I love thee? Let me curate the ways. In recent years, the word curate has been plucked out of museums and pasted onto everything, from cosmetics, furniture, and fashion lines to recipes, music, and photo-sharing websites and cat videos. Some new Sandberg might write a poem about Chicago. Hog butcher for the world, toolmaker, stacker of wheat, curator of railroads. The word is sometimes even heard in the news business. Every now and then, people appropriate an appealing word to dress up our conversation like a new pair of shoes. But overuse and using the word out of context wears out the word and creates a new cliché, often uttered by people who like to think they don't think or speak in clichés. This happened a while back when people began to say traction to describe ideas rather than tires on the road, or granular when they meant detailed, or organic when they weren't talking about tomatoes, horse manure, or molecules. Stephen S. Power, a book editor, told us on Twitter, "I no longer acquire, edit, and publish books. I curate content." Chelsea Kelly at the Milwaukee Art Museum, where they really do curate, which means choose, present, and preserve items of value, wrote on her blog that she sometimes sees the word flung around on the web and thinks, "Wait, what? By saving photos of cookie recipes I want to try or dresses I wish I could afford, I'm now a curator?" No. John McWhorter, the distinguished linguist, told us he thinks curate abuse is, quote, "part of the rejection of elitist categorization in American life. One can claim to curate the mundane and take on the implied prestige of the art expert." He also kids himself about saying curate, too, and says he finds most curation inflation to be innocent, like calling plumbers sanitation engineers. But George Shackelford, the deputy director of the Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, points out that real curating entails taking care of and taking stock of something original or valuable. We take responsibility for things, he says, not just like them. So I'm beginning to squirm when I hear a lot of people talk about curating, because it seems to suggest that organizing your sock drawer or choosing what hat, shoes, or lipsticks to arrange in a store window calls out the same creative imagination as cataloging and collecting the 1,000-plus works of Johann Sebastian Bach, or preparing and protecting the contents of King Tutankhamun's tomb to display for the ages. As a great author once didn't write, "To curate or not to curate, that is not the question." A guy named Bach. You're listening to NPR News.